This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. This must be real. We've made it through halfway through the week. Hump day, Wednesday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is, oh gosh, where is it? 877-807-4048. Still haven't gotten that. That's a new one for me. That's why I haven't got it, you know, like memorized. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay, I'm going to say this and get it out of the way. This morning I woke up and Hickok 45's channel was down. And I was really wondering about what happened. What caused that to happen? Now, YouTube is owned by Google. Now, I do a radio show every day. I say things that are abrasive every day, and I stream them via Google Plus straight live on YouTube, where it then records, because, and I don't know if it's because it's just so dull, such a dull visual, that I haven't gotten in trouble over that or what, but I, you know, I've never gotten in trouble. I can't imagine what he would have done. He, you know, they claim he ran afoul of it, but whatever happened, he's back on. He was taken down, and then he was back on all on the same day. That's the interwebs for you. Now, coming out of the Crime Prevention Research Center, which is John Lott's group, we hear that, you know, the background checks are expensive and they don't work and everything. We would expect to hear that out of John Lott, right? Now, even some mainstream former appointed officials like an attorney general, former attorney general named McCasey, he was on Fox News today talking about what all of this stuff means.
At a moment there, you saw President Obama wiping away tears while announcing his new executive action to tighten the gun laws. What is the effect of that order, and will it make a difference? Judge Michael Mukasey was Attorney General under President George W. Bush, and good to have you back, sir, and good morning to you.
Good to be
apparently
here.
The tears came when some of the parents in the audience sitting in front of them were holding up the pictures of their dead children, and certainly it will drive anyone to an emotional brink such as that. The question, though, is this. Legally, the president says he is confident this is constitutional.
It may very well be. The law says the only law that he was talking about yesterday is the one that that says that people who act as gun dealers have to register and get a federal firearms license in order to sell guns, and then they have to do background checks on people who buy them. So they want to tighten up who is considered a gun dealer. You know, if you're selling guns for a living, then you're a gun dealer. If you're selling off your Uncle Herman's gun collection because he left it to you, you're not a gun dealer. But I don't think it's going to make a dime's worth of difference.
Really?
In that respect, yes. And to the extent it makes a difference, it's going to have his performance yesterday and the drama leading up to it are going to have exactly the opposite effect. The stock market 2 days ago was down in the dumps, except for firearms companies. Those stocks were up because inevitably it'll drive firearm sales up. It'll drive people who might have hesitated to buy a gun say, hey, you know, they might become unavailable, so maybe I should buy one now. So there are going to be more guns out there.
Mm-hmm. And we have noted that, too. But you seem to say that this is no big deal. That's what I hear you saying. Is it?
It is no big deal because it's not really the number of guns you sell. I mean, if I get myself a business card and open up a store and I say I'm going to sell guns and then I buy guns to sell, they don't have to wait till I sell 10 of them in order to consider me a dealer. That's not a big deal.
So why do this?
I asked the White House. I have no idea.
I mean, outside the legal interpretation of it, why make the action?
Because if you want to do something, this is something. He's talking about changing rules with regard to reporting people with mental illness. That may very well have also the opposite effect of the one he intends by having fewer people seek help because they're afraid of being reported.
Mm. You know what Republicans think and feel about executive action. Why is there not a sprint to the courthouse already?
Well, there may be a sprint to the courthouse, depending on who it is who thinks they're going to be affected by this, or they may just wait to see how it gets enforced and whether it gets enforced.
There was a head of the Major Cities Chiefs Association, and he was talking about too many guns are being sold out of the back of the trunk of a car. Does this stop that?
No, because if somebody is selling his own guns, his gun collection, out of the trunk of his car, then he can continue to sell his own guns out of the trunk of his car. It doesn't make him a dealer. If he's selling them for profit out of the trunk of the car, then it was illegal before.
Mm.
So I don't see what the big deal is.
The NRA said it'll fight it. I don't know how they will fight it. We'll wait and see on that.
Maybe they'll look for a declaratory judgment. But
okay.
There was a column in this morning's journal by a professor at Fordham named Nicholas Johnson. He described this as rearranging the furniture. And it's a beautiful description of what it is. Mm. And that's all it is.
Well, the NRA also said it's minimal. And that's what I hear in your reaction, too. To the parents who are sitting in the East Room of the White House listening to this order, you know this is something that they've wanted. And now they have some movement on it. But for the lives that were changed forever within those families and those communities, would this order make a difference?
No. This order would not. In fact, this order would not have stopped any of the instances that he referred to. It wouldn't have stopped Newtown. Those guns were purchased by the mother of the person who did it, who qualified. It certainly wouldn't have stopped Fort Hood. He referred to Fort Hood. That was on an army base. It was done by a military officer. That was shameless. It was outrageous for him to mention that because it had nothing to do with gun control. He grouped together a bunch of incidents, none of which would have been affected by what he said yesterday.
Michael Mukasey, thank you, Judge, for coming in today. Appreciate your time.
What this boils down to is that this is all about feeling good. This is all about feeling good. I let you listen to that for two reasons. One, I have long said that Fox News is not the conservative bastion, a lot of people. The interviewer there, and I don't remember his name or something. You maybe recognize his voice. He had no idea what all of that meant that Obama said yesterday and what the actual ramifications were. He had to be told by a retired attorney general, a retired judge, what all of that stuff meant. And he was shocked at it. He was shocked that none of this would have done anything to stop any of these mass shootings. So when you're watching the Magic Box, there you go. There you go. But background checks aren't going to do anything. All of your big, high-profile shooters passed background checks. In some cases, they passed California background checks. Elliot Rogers, the San Bernardino shooters, you know. They all passed background checks. So they mean nothing. Expanding them means nothing. Trying to expand who's a dealer. How are you going to do that? How are you going to police it? How are you going to enforce it? It's a waste of time. It's about feel-good stuff. And all of you that were touched by the president crying while he was out there laying it on everybody, well, I think you may be touched after all. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm in here trying to harass on the chat room, and he's not paying me any attention. I truly hate that. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We've been seeing a spate of a trickle. Well, there's been some people that are, you know, there was a little bit of panic buying again. Not nearly to the degree we saw in 2013, but some. Because once again, we heard the word executive order. My gun-owning and gun-toting brethren and sisters, please listen to what I'm about to tell you now. I'm going to tell you what is an executive order, okay? By law, not by in Obama's estimation, because Obama is, believe it or not, quite easily taken down if he strays too far. A presidential executive order is a written instruction to persons in the executive branch of the federal government informing them of the manner in which the president wants federal law or regulations enforced. They do not direct private persons or persons in the legislative or judicial branches of government. They remain in effect until abandoned or rescinded by the president who issued them or by a successor president. Obama did not have any real legal room to move around too much on executive orders concerning guns. His primary thrust was background checks and what he wanted to do. You know, he's wanting to make that dent. He's wanting to make that incursion into private sales to do something about private sales. So he's going to do this thing where who's going to determine this? I don't know. But they're going to reclassify people that sell guns as a dealer. I don't know. I might be a dealer based upon what they say. Now, Congress expressly removed occasional sales. And these are sales not made by full-time dealers. And if they were to reclassify me as a full-time dealer, that would be hilarious. If you don't have an FFL, if you don't have a federal firearms license, if you're not trading in guns with a federal firearms license, you are not obligated to obtain background checks and to conduct background checks. He's without authority to negate the congressional will on this. He never had it. The president never had it. Now that he, you know, he wants to now require that anyone who sells a gun that is even an occasional seller, he wants them to have to perform a background check. That was all. that was all wiped off the table by the Bradys, by Clinton. That was all wiped off the table. Being asked in the chat room when we all have FFLs, it means we'll be able to buy it at cost. That's what it means. We'll be able to buy all the good stuff at cost. They also want to require physicians to report conversations about their patients about guns, and they want those to be reported to the Department of Homeland Security. So from here on out, I don't own any guns if I go to the doctor. Guess what? He also wants to encourage our government to invade the patient-physician privilege. And, you know, the only way to fundamentally lose the right to keep and bear arms, the only true way to do it. Now, I'm not talking about legislatively, and I know exactly what's going on. I'm not blind to what's going on. I'm just telling you what is the fact. Okay? The only way to lose it is to intentionally give it up. Then to get caught giving it up. Then through due process to be convicted of that crime. And now you've really given it up. And that has to result from a jury trial. And then you are truly a prohibited person. All of these lists and everything, they can all be temporary. All of the military veterans that have been prohibited persons because they don't spend their disability check the way the government thinks they should. I don't know. I think if I've given, you know, I'm a military veteran. If I've ever become disabled, and I don't know that I would say these guys are deranged, but they seem to think they are. But then they seem to think not only are you deranged, but you don't get to have a gun no more. His big problem His big problem here is this Constitution. His other big problem is in modern times, right, in recent modern times, since we've had mobile phones and, you know, iPhones and everything, there have been Supreme Court decisions affirming that it is an individual right, and the things that he has to face, the things he has to go up against, are formidable. Based upon the Constitution here in the United States today, Congress writes the laws, the president enforces them, and the courts interpret them. He can no more write his own law or impose his own interpretation on them than Congress can get out there and start commanding the military. Congress cannot do that. They fund them, but they can't command them. So every time you hear this guy open his that hole in the middle of his face and he's saying he's going to do something, remember, this is the second time he's done this now. First time he did it with 23 different executive orders. Does anybody remember any of them? And it's going to be much the same here. It's, you know, as a matter of fact, two of them made it easier for us. All of you people thinking about getting an NFA item, you don't have to worry about the chief law enforcement guy signing off. ATF had already done that. And he's done, that's the only reason I have a trust. And now they're trying to do something against trusts. It's sort of comical if you think about it. He's also trying to speed up the NICS system. And who's going to be against that? So he's making it easier to buy guns and get out of the gun shop with them. And the one thing I keep saying this because I'm waiting for somebody to hear it, and then I just want to see what they do about it. In my state, in South Carolina, I don't have to go through background checks because I have a concealed carry permit. Yeah. I've been vetted, but I'm sure they want to think, well, I think he needs to be vetted each and every time, and he needs to pay a tax on that concealed carry permit, and it needs to be 50 dozen trillion dollars every year that he has. But, yeah, you know, just some sort of arbitrary nonsense. And I'm having a good time just watching these guys sit around saying, and they've got nothing out of this. And the fact that the Democratic Party is going to run on this, well, maybe there'll be a pause in the insanity and the fickleness of the American voter, and we might actually turn something around. I don't know. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. We're going to go on to Shillery from here. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I think it's been discovered that I have way too much fun. Welcome back. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Right there, right there. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I'm trying to be smart over here and charge something and just it's okay. Anyway, since jumping into the 2016 race for the White House, Hillary has been anything but shy when it comes to promoting gun control. She's 8 years removed from attacking Barack Obama on it. Now she's with him. And she's compared members of the NRA to Iranian terrorists, and she's even gone so far as to support mandatory gun buybacks and confiscation, which I would have loved for anybody, just one of you in the chat room or one of you in Google Plus or anybody I know, to have been in New Hampshire when this question was asked. Because I know what my answer would have been, and I'm going to give it to you right now as soon as I get asked the question. Recently, Australia, which was actually, 20 years ago, recently Australia managed to take away tens of thousands, millions of handguns. In 1 year, they were all gone. Can we do that? If we can't, why can't we? Well, the answer to that, idiot moron, is that if you were to try to take them, a bunch of you would get killed. It'd be called a civil war. Yeah. Of course, he was asking Hillary. So, she says, I think it would be worth considering doing it on the national level if that could be arranged, which it can't be arranged because in Australia, you see, part of their government, one-third of their government, is the British monarch, Queen Elizabeth. They are not a republic, okay? They're still partially a monarchy. So, no, they can't do it. Hillary should know that. She should know better than that because she's a lawyer. She said if she becomes president, she'll sign gun executive orders on her own. So naturally, she fully supports his recent executive orders on the issue. As a matter of fact, she claims to have inspired him. And she wants to do more if she replaces him in the White House. She praised his executive actions on gun control, claiming that his plans were influenced by her own proposals. I'm very proud of President Obama's announcement today. Sort of motherly, and she looks like she's old enough to be his mom. In fact, I feel really good because I called for some of those measures a few months ago. Really? You really did call for those, did you? I don't remember you calling for any of these. Not the way he spelled them out. When Obama was up for re-election, well, in the beginning, when Rahm Emanuel was his chief of staff, he advised Obama to stay away from it as much as he could. First, until after the 2010 midterm elections, then after his re-election in 2012, which he did. And then we had Sandy Hook, and then he came out full bore. Hillary is clearly ignoring this precedent of gun control being a losing issue, and it is a losing issue. Ask her husband. Ask her husband. She's not going to do very well in the general election with this. Now, she also, for those of us that might be classified as an occasional dealer, she wants our dealer fee raised, for those of us that sell occasionally, to $2,500. So if my guy Day or my guy Heath or my guy is DK in here, I don't see him. If my guy Jay, if any of the, all these guys live in my same state, so if we hook up somewhere and I've got a shotgun and they're looking at it, wow, Freddy, that's a nice shotgun. I got to have it. How much is it? I'll say $400, but under her plan, I have to spend $2,900. It cost him $2,900 to buy the $400 shotgun. They want to redefine what it means to be in business. Current law, which by the way is regulated by the ATF, requires an individual to obtain an FFL if their primary source of income comes from the profits of gun sales. All FFLs are required to conduct background checks for sales. So this means you have to have an FFL to pay cost, is what it boils down to. Those of us that go and spend retail for them, we're not going to profit from them unless we do something that probably costs us a lot of money to do in the first place. So we're not going to make any money. This executive action of the redefining of in the business, and it's still quite vague, will require more people, including people who sell one or two firearms, to obtain FFLs if it goes to its most ridiculous point. Obtaining an FFL allows ATF to come into your place of business and your home at any time for inspection. Right now, the FFL fee is $30. Fees start at $30 and go up to $200. She wants that to go to $2,500. She testified before the Tax Writing Senate Finance Committee on September 30th, 1993, which, what was she, a senator then? I guess maybe she was. No, she was first lady, wasn't she? Yeah. She was still first lady, I think. I don't remember. She was asked by Senator Bill Bradley if she supported the imposition of a new 25% national sales tax on guns and a steep increase in dealer fees of $2,500. She emphatically endorsed the hike, stating, "I am all for that." Now, the AP and the NBC News both reported her remarks at the time, proving once again how the gun control left exposes its true agenda. these recent executive actions on gun control, which she not only supports but would do more of, isn't about expanding background checks or making sure individuals selling firearms are properly engaged in the business. Instead, it's about keeping people out of the legal firearms dealing industry altogether. Grover Norquist, who, there's probably some of you that think he's a hero, too, don't you? You think Grover's a hero. He said Obama plans to require you to get a license to sell one gun. I'm going to cry shenanigans on that one because it's so vague, we don't know what he's proposing. He doesn't know what he's proposing. This all has to be shaken out. As soon as that is put down in brick and mortar, then you will see people coming out of the woodwork to go ahead and challenge us. But the fact that Grover Norquist had to step up, that part of it, you know, big deal to me. I couldn't care less. Grover Norquist, who are you? You're nobody to me. So, that first shotgun that you sell, you're going to have to sell it for about, $2,900, like I said. If she has her way. If Obama has his way and she has your way. Her way, rather. It's just something altogether. Now, we're coming up on the next break when we get back. Listen, you know, Obama, he knows constitutional law. I'm going to let him tell you because, you know, and he knows the Second Amendment because he taught constitutional law. And we all need to shut up because he's obviously smarter than I am. He's smarter than you, too, because he taught constitutional law. That's all right. I'm going to let him tell you in his words when we get back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right. It wouldn't be a Wednesday night unless we got to hear from El Presidente now, would it? Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. The President! Well, El Presidente knows the Second Amendment. Let me let him tell you himself.
Now, I want to be absolutely clear at the start. I've said this over and over again. This also becomes routine. There's a ritual about this whole thing that I have to do. I believe in the Second Amendment. It's there written on the paper. It guarantees
the paper.
A right to bear arms. No matter how many times people try to twist my words around, I taught constitutional law. I know a little bit about this. I get it. But I also believe that we can find ways to reduce gun violence consistent with the Second Amendment.
Don't know exactly how he means that. I think he also missed the class on the Fifth Amendment guaranteeing the right to due process. because one of the things he wants to do is place everybody on the no-fly list and give them a gun-buying disability, which is unconstitutional. Him referring to it's on the paper. Is telling. It's telling for me anyway. Even the LA Times is against him going on the no-fly list and saying they can't buy a gun. In a statement from Jenny Beth Martin, the co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, she urged Congress to check the president's executive orders on our Second Amendment rights, saying that Obama will continue using unilateral executive orders and regulatory power on a range of issues. Now, one thing I want you guys to consider, okay? This is, for the gun controllers, this is them rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's little more than that. There's really not that much there of any substance that's going to be something that any of us are going to notice. Right now, in Colorado, In Colorado right now, they have a law in place where you can only have 15-round magazines. And people will go to the borders of Colorado and buy standard magazines. It's why Magpul pulled out, because they don't make 15-round magazines. People are going to the borders of Colorado, buying the 30-round magazines, and riding around with them, because there's no way to enforce this regulation. These things don't have serial numbers on them. They don't have registration numbers on them. They don't have a date when they're made on them. Right now, in New York State, there's a requirement to register your quote-unquote assault weapons. And it's about 96% defiance going on, and they can't do anything about it. Likewise, in Connecticut. Right now, in the United States, while I sit around all the time and talk to you about legal concealed carry, which is either with a permit or in a state where they have constitutional carry, there are a host of good people who are not going to, I know a few of them, they're not going to comply with getting a permit on under any circumstances. There's nothing I can say to them to get them to take it. And they're going to carry their guns. And they're going to carry them concealed. They don't care about open carry. They don't care about anything else. They've got their gun. They've decided they'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. You know. So, while I understand the political types. See, and this is the other thing. This is the other thing that I also want you to seriously consider. The political types get to parade out here on both sides now. There's the ones that are going to say, this is great. This is what we've been waiting for. Of course, it isn't, because there'll be something else. There'll be something else later. Hasn't this, you know, since Sandy Hook and since his 23 executive actions that were put in place to reduce gun violence, we have had Umpqua. We've had San Bernardino. I think we've had the D.C. Naval Yard. We've had a host of mass shootings. Because they're unstoppable. The only thing that will stop the first gun that shows up to shoot a place up is going to be the second gun. Nothing else. Nothing else. Now, I myself have no problem with them rearranging the deck chairs. While they're rearranging the deck chairs, I'm sitting there watching them rearrange the deck chairs, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying, it's not that big of a deal. This amounts to a whole lot of nothing. There's some things in there that are, you know, that make it worth pondering. Well, how's he going to define who's an occasional gun seller that warrants having a license? How is he? And that's a good question. How's that going to happen? I can get together with any of these people in this chat room right now. We could all meet somewhere, bring a gun, and exchange them. They're doing it right now in Washington State. They've got universal background checks. They've got all this other stuff. And they're defying it left, right, and center. They got universal background checks in Colorado. They can't track it. So, Jenny Beth Martin, who, you know, she trots to the mic because she's trying to remain pertinent. Be aware of the people that want to remain pertinent to you. If you only see them when an opportunity arises, it takes nothing to be against something. Remember that. It takes no courage to get out there and be against something. It takes all kinds of courage, however, to be out there pounding on the lectern, demanding gun rights, even when there hasn't been a mass shooting, even when there hasn't been a proposal about. You know, expanding background checks and presidential executive orders. It needs to be done all the time. When you see somebody doing that, that's somebody with some courage. That's somebody with some courage. Tomorrow, the president will be at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, hosting a town hall meeting, which will be, you know, CNN will be there covering it. They're all kinds of, they heart them some gun control. And it's an interesting thing to watch them all get together. But it's the same thing as listening to that Fox News reporter that I let you listen to, who hasn't got a clue. Because he's a Northeastern conservative. If there's you know, a Northeastern conservative here would, in my state, would be called a liberal or a Democrat. Getting out there and going, well, you know, what do you say to the parents? That's a good question. When you, if you lose a child to any tragedy, whether it's a shooting or a car wreck or a disease or something, there is no closure. There's never going to be any closure. If they get, if they come up with a cure, if they put the guy away and lock him up for life or execute him or whatever, there's still no closure because guess what? My loved one is still gone. So there is nothing to say to them. What would I say to them? I would say, I wish I'd been there. Because I would have put myself between your child and them. And I would have ended them. And then you wouldn't be standing here today, heartbroken, misguided, and being used as a pawn. That's the part that bugs me the most about gun grabbers. They use people in their grief as a pawn. I can't remember the guy's name. I saw one of the very loud fathers from Santa Barbara shooting who was out there saying, why does anybody need guns? It's not up to you, pal. It really isn't. There's nothing saying you've got to have them. There's nothing saying you can keep me from getting them. That's just life. Take it from somebody who lived in a different sort of system for a while. To defend you, you're welcome. Oh, gosh. We're going to come, coming up, we're going to go into the next hour. When we get back, one of the things that Obama's saying is that his anti-gun agenda is not actually the slippery slope that we all seem to think it is. We're going to consider that because I'm all about the slippery slope. I just love me some slippery slope. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.